Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for Friday night. And I want to clear up the challenge from last time so we can play this week's show.
I said, start with the phrase, stop the clock. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for what shirts are often made of, and a seven-letter word that names things shirts often have. What are the words?
They are cloth and pockets.
Yep. All right, Ian, on April 19th, 1984, Advance Australia Fair was chosen as the new national anthem of Australia. The adopted version modifies the original lyrics written in the late 19th century with the intent to increase the song's inclusiveness and gender neutrality, which some critics argue doesn't go far enough. To mark the adoption of Advance Australia Fair as the Australian national anthem, this week our questions are about national anthems.
Okay.
First up. While only the first six bars are played for certain members of the royal family, such as the Prince of Wales, the current reigning monarch of the United Kingdom is saluted with the entirety of which national anthem?
God Save the Queen.
Very good. And to cycle back to our intro, God Save the Queen was the song that Advance Australia Fair replaced as Australia's national anthem. Adopted by the country's National Assembly in 1906 and officially proclaimed the national anthem in 1925, the song known in Spanish as Himno Istmeño and in English as Hymn of the Isthmus features lines like, you see both seas roar at your feet. What country's national anthem is it?
Panama?
You're correct. Panama is right. And of course, an isthmus, that's a tough word to say. The isthmus is a strip of land that connects two larger areas across a body of water. And I learned this week that Seattle is on an isthmus between Puget Sound and Lake Washington. Students and teachers at the University of Juba ultimately won a competition launched in August of 2010 to find a national anthem for what African nation, which held an independence referendum the following January.
Much in the news lately, South Sudan.
Right, and South Sudan is the most recent new country, but it's actually not the newest anthem to be adopted. Libya readopted its anthem in 2011, and Somalia in 2012, and Mauritania adopted an anthem in 2017. Reflecting the country's four official languages, the national anthem of Switzerland, known in English as Swiss Psalm, has four sets of lyrics, one in Romansh, and one in each of which three other languages?
That's tough. I'll guess German?
Yes.
Italian?
Yep.
Am I being daft here?
Mm-hmm.
French?
Yes. Very good.
Oui?
Oui. French, German, and Italian, yes. And finally, Marcha Real, which means Royal March, is the national anthem of Spain. It is one of only four national anthems, along with those of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, and San Marino, that do not have any what?
Lyrics?
It doesn't have any lyrics. That's right. It's an instrumental. Very good.
Cool.
And Spain's anthem has actually had unofficial lyrics over the years. They put some in, they took them back out, they put new ones in, they took them back out. And there are proposed lyrics for Bosnia and Herzegovina's anthem, but they have not been officially adopted yet. Oh, say, can you see all the right answers that Ian got? Let us know how he did. Quiz, WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word star-spangled. Change one letter to a D, not the one that's there already, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for what an airplane does at the beginning of its journey and a five-letter word for what it does at the end of its journey. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we have a very special show planned for this time next week.
We will see you then.